Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
It's very exciting that the Ocarina of Time remake is real.
It exists.
It's been confirmed by Nintendo in the latest Nintendo Direct. But we have to ask ourselves the question, when are we going to see more of this game?
What now? Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't see very much of it in the latest Nintendo Direct. And this game is supposedly coming out in 2026. So what's going on? When do we expect to see more?
Yes, Nintendo has a big opportunity to kind of follow up this first reveal with something more and more substantial. This initial trailer, this teaser, is doing big numbers.
Yeah.
So just on the Nintendo of America YouTube channel, it's got well over 2 million views. Mm-hmm. There was this big stat that was going around recently from this independent tracking service. I'm not actually sure what this tracking service is, but sure.
Yeah, we couldn't find the source, take it with a grain of salt.
Like, here's all the trailers and showcases, and oh, look at this, Ocarina was the biggest out of all of these. So it's very clear there's a lot of interest around and excitement around. I've seen some other kind of like memes popping up on like TikTok of like, oh, the millennials have been activated by the Ocarina sounds.
Yeah, the sound has now convinced me to get a Switch 2 finally, a lot of things like that.
Right. So again, I think the question is like, okay, how does Nintendo follow this up in the most impactful way possible?
Right.
Because there are some aspects of this where we're kind of left a little bit hanging, wanting more in terms of detail. And we're both extremely excited about this game. Really, you know, Ocarina is an incredible game that everybody should play. I do think we've had some quibbles about the way that this game has been rolled out, especially in light of the months and months of pretty definitive leaks around it. And you look at this first reveal as just all of these things that Nintendo are doing, they're opportunities for them to make the most of what they're doing, of launching a game. And the first trailer was light on information. It had no definitive launch date. And you know what? If you go to the Nintendo game page for this game, you can't pre-order this game.
Right.
So that's an unfortunate reality of this approach of not announcing a specific date of you can't convert all of those people who are like, yes, take my money.
They can't give you their money right now.
They actually can't do that.
Yeah, they can't give you their money. There's no sort of like call to action for people. There's no sort of like, now how do I translate my hype into something that I can do?
Right. You can make a TikTok.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can make a TikTok about how you're a millennial that's been activated by the little Ocarina of Time sound. But yeah, from Nintendo's perspective though, like as a business, right, they want to sell you this game, obviously. Like they can't really do much right now with what they showed us in that Direct. It was a nice teaser. Obviously, they probably confirmed stuff that they already knew, that people were going to be extremely excited about this. But that's kind of where it stops
because
of the way that they showed this game.
Right. And then, again, there was no gameplay. We saw Link sleeping. That was that was it. That was the extent of it. So there is the big question of going around of like, okay, what is this game? When we say remake, what level of remaking are we talking about? And we've learned over the years, people have such a wide degree of definitions of what makes a remake. No, this is a remaster. No, this is a
reimagining.
Nobody has the same understanding of what those words mean. So they really do have to come out and say definitively, this is what the game is. Look at it.
Get on board.
Aren't you impressed? Now you can go. They have to do all of that work. Mm-hmm. And we've already seen these debates happening, heated debates over it has to be this, or if they do this, they can't do this, or it's gonna be
it's
ruined.
Ruin this thing, right. Yeah.
And those are just debates that are gonna linger on longer and longer until we actually get this information.
The longer they wait, the more people start to like ruminate on all of these things. And the thing too is like the expectation of remake is so different now. Like even within the span of like, you know, yes, you can do, you know, a faithful remake, but then there's also a thing that exists called Final Fantasy VII Remake, the trilogy.
Right.
And that is like so far beyond the scope of a remake. So people's expectations are even beyond the idea of a remake. Like it's not out of the question to call something a remake and literally make three completely new games.
And I think back to when the 3DS version of this game came out, you know, it's like we didn't have any of these conversations, and there's a lot of reasons
why. We worked on
that
version of the game.
Yes.
Yes.
So the reason was this was a surprise announcement at E3 at our developers roundtable. As people walked into that room, the game was literally there. Come and play the game. You didn't even know this existed a second ago. Now you do.
And I remember that. Yeah.
And now you are literally playing it.
3DS has changed to people.
So the months and months of again, like, you know, headcanon and whatever people are doing in their mind.
That didn't exist.
Literally didn't exist because we knew immediately what the game was. I think also back then, 3DS is not as powerful as a Switch 2. There was a much wider range of outcomes of like, yeah, okay, it's going to be that. It's going to have nicer graphics.
Yeah.
It's going to be in 3D. Versus now, it's like the sky's the limit. Like, oh my gosh, you could do a million things.
Once again, because of Final Fantasy VII Remake, you can do a million things.
So again, your mind just goes crazy with all of the different options. And again, this is their next task of like, all right, we need to capitalize on this kind of loose excitement and actually pin that down into what the game is and get people to start paying us money.
And to accept whatever the game is.
Sure.
Because of the way that people have been talking about it, thinking about it, reacting to it, imagining things, debating with each other. Now, once they do define what this is, there's going to be a certain subset of people, whether it's a big percentage or not, that they're going to need to get on board. Because those people are probably
not
like,
everybody's going to be on.
Not everyone's going to be happy with whatever it is that they're making.
Right,
you know?
So there was this past weekend a teeny tiny, and I do mean tiny, bit of new information that people found. I don't know how they found
this. They found it on the website.
They backdoored their way into the Nintendo website, and they found this very brief description that says, "The N64 Classic Reborn as a full remake for Nintendo Switch 2." Experience Ocarina of Time with stunning visuals, updated designs, and timeless gameplay. And even this alone set off
a flurry of conversation.
The discourse spiral for the remainder of the weekend.
People were picking apart the words. What does timeless gameplay mean? Does that mean the gameplay is...
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Exactly the same as the original game. Is that why it's called timeless?
Right. And hilariously, this has since been taken down because even this is a spoiler. We mustn't have any information out about anything.
Well, I think they know that they want to control the way the information is shared because of the debate that people are having. So they're really nervous about it.
Right. But again, it begs the question of like, why don't give us a little bit more out of the gate?
I know.
To go on. So again, back to our original question of like, okay, what happens next? And when are we actually going to learn more?
Yeah, exactly.
We have narrowed it down to 3 potential options that kind of fit into the way Nintendo operates that would not shock us if they chose any
of these.
So let's go through them. First option is a dedicated Zelda Direct.
Right.
Because there is a lot of Zelda news that Nintendo has to get through soon. It is the 40th anniversary.
Right.
The Mario 40th anniversary has wrapped up for the most part.
And they did do sort of, they tacked on to the end of a Nintendo Direct a Mario anniversary something. So they could have said, you know what, let's break it out.
Sure.
You know, into its own dedicated Zelda Direct. They could give us a bit more on the anniversary, show us that logo or something like that. They could you know, give us some more Zelda movie information. That movie is coming out next year.
Yeah.
And then that would be a great opportunity for them to do a very long segment on Ocarina of Time remake, showing us actual gameplay, giving us the date.
Right. If there's some sort of like special edition hardware or something.
Right. Amiibo. All of that could be in that direct.
Zelda movie is less than a year away.
Exactly.
Did you realize that?
I was thinking about that recently.
It's true.
It's closer than, they moved up that date too.
It's nuts, but
it's true. So it is getting close.
Right.
Yeah.
This is one of those things that could just poof, pop out of nowhere and be like, hey, watch this in 10 minutes.
That's what happened with the
Star Fox
Direct, right? Would it be, this is Aonuma? No? Or this is Miyamoto?
I don't think he's allowed to do that. Miyamoto's allowed to do that.
I hope that he's allowed. That'd be fun.
So again, it can happen anytime, kind of mid to late-ish summer.
I think
what
so.
Makes sense, kind of
late July, early August,
before Gamescom.
They may even have the game playable.
We're going to Gamescom. I'd love to play that game at Gamescom. That would be nice.
Nintendo.
Yeah. But if they're taking this approach, it's probably going to happen ahead of Gamescom, which is in later August.
August, yeah.
So
they did something similar for Kirby. They dropped a Kirby Direct.
Yeah, there was a Direct and then the game was
there. And
then
the game was available to play at Gamescom.
And Nintendo is confirmed to be at Gamescom again this year, and we are also confirmed.
Yeah. And so if this is a big holiday game for them, this is the appropriate timing to do some sort of dedicated thing at the end of, you know, late summer before Gamescom. Have the game playable in some capacity at Gamescom and maybe PAX West.
Yes, yes.
And then game comes out November of 2026. The timing makes sense.
Fine. Next option is kind of what they did last year with the Mario information, folding it into a bigger Nintendo Direct.
Right, right.
And those often happen in September. Mm-hmm. And they have changed up the dates for a lot of the Directs. September still remains a pretty common time. There was one of those last year. And that started with a big chunk of Mario anniversary.
It was a really long Direct. Remember, it was like an hour long because 20 minutes of it was for the Mario anniversary.
Right. It was
so they
really
could do
long.
That.
So they could do, and all the stuff that we were just talking about for a dedicated Zelda Direct could get squeezed into this. Now, September is about as late as you can push this for a game. If this game is actually coming out
this year,
like it's like okay, it's a 2 month sprint from here on. It's a little rough. It's not optimal.
Game is big enough though, where if you really for some reason wanted to wait till September to do something,
if you wanted to make it as hard as possible on yourself, why not?
On yourself and your team.
Sure, go ahead.
But I mean, you could do it. The game is so big that it could carry itself in some capacity, and you know people are going to be interested to play this game regardless. Like, you could get, you know, media and content creators, you know, readily on board, easily, fast.
Sure.
So you could do it.
And then the last option is just a random Nintendo Today drop.
Yeah, they could do an overview trailer.
Where you just wake up and boom, here it is. And here's all the information. Mm-hmm. And there's no warning given.
Yeah. You just get like an HD 4K Navi. Hey, listen, right in your face, 6 a.m., Nintendo Today.
Oh, man.
And that's the trailer. That's the overview trailer.
Could happen.
Could happen.
It could literally happen. And
any day.
It could literally happen any day.
Yeah, be ready.
Tomorrow. If this happened tomorrow, I would not be shocked. Maybe it happened while we were recording this video. I don't know. So for all of us, especially us, we're going to have to just stay on our toes because there's no way of knowing.
Yeah.
Unless Nate the Hate tells us again.
I was going to say, could
that also leak?
If they're doing some sort of dedicated Zelda Direct, that is more likely to leak. Obviously, then like a Nintendo Today random drop, those have been pretty good about not leaking. But yeah, he was the one that sort of leaked this to begin with. So perhaps he has more leaks coming. But
Yeah. So in any case, like there's just so much excitement around this, which is great. But again, when we put on our marketing hats, it's like, okay, this is part one, and you really need to deliver with the part two to make the most of this whole strategy.
And you've made it really hard for yourself because people have been, again, talking, thinking, debating, imagining, doing all the things because you haven't told them anything. So now you really have to do that extra step of getting everybody on board with whatever it is this is. Because everyone's imaginations have run wild.
If you had to pick one of these three options, which one do you think is most likely?
I think we're getting the dedicated Zelda
Direct.
I think
so too. I like that option.
And I think we are getting it in early August.
Yeah.
That's my first week of August is what my prediction is.
All right. Cool.
Based off of nothing. Based off of just what I would do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, what do you guys think? How did you guys feel about the little teaser we saw of Ocarina of Time in the Nintendo Direct? Were you satisfied? Did you want to know more? Were you like, I don't care, I'm in, you don't have to show me anything else? Or were you kind of like us, we're like, we're excited, but we really wanted to learn a little bit more? Let us know in the comments, and we'll see you guys later. Bye!